Hey guys, welcome back. Lou Lombardi Bluesy Tuesday this week. We are going to be talking about something called open G tuning and why it's important and why you need to know about it. So stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Alright, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, aka Ludini, and this week we are going to be talking about open G tuning and why you need to know about it. We're going to get into all that here in one second. But first of all, you are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Check back often for a lot of cool podcasts like this week's Bluesy Tuesday, which you're listening to right now, Wicked Riff Wednesday, Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus every Tuesday night live. Plus, we are now on Rock Rage Radio every Sunday from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That is a regular thing, so you can tune us to us at Rock Rage Radio. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is a website. Got some cool merch there. Please do not hesitate to share the podcast and let the world know that you support great guitar-driven rock. And speaking of great guitar-driven rock, if you want some behind-the-scenes stuff, if you want to be hanging out live with me like some of the folks are doing right now, we got some cool people. We've got John hanging out with us live tonight, and there's a couple other people there who haven't commented in yet. But if you'd like to be in on the behind-the-scenes stuff, get to help me pick out what we're going to work on, what we're going to talk about, some of the topics, you can go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. You get exclusive music, exclusive video, and exclusive interaction and conversation. A lot of cool behind the scenes stuff there, and you can check all that out at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it today. What is open G tuning? Sometimes on the guitar players will use what they call an alternate tuning. There's a regular tuning, which is low to high, E, A, D, G, B, and E, but sometimes you want something a little bit different, and by tuning the guitar in a different way, and when you put your fingers down, you get new sounds that maybe you wouldn't have thought of any other way. And this goes all the way back to the very beginning of guitar. In fact, when guitar, lute, those type of instruments were created, there's been all kind of different tunings, and we just settled on the standard tuning. But today we're going to talk about something called open G tuning, which is where we tune the guitar like this. We tune it to a D, low to high, D, G, D, G, B, B, and D. So essentially it's an open G chord. And it allows you to do a lot of cool things, like maybe this. You've maybe heard of this. Right? Cool riff. Keith Riffhard, the master of the great guitar riff, one of the progenitors of the riff in rock, used the open G a lot. Some of the Stone songs that feature open G prominently are Start Me Up, right? Jumpin' Jack Flash, Honky Tonk Women, which we just jammed out to a little bit, Happy, Brown Sugar, and this is one of my favorite Stones riffs of all, might be my favorite Riffhard riff of all time. Okay, killer riff, Can't You Hear Me Knocking? Almost really impossible to play. You can get some of these tracks you can get around doing without retuning the guitar. One of this one a Open G riff tuning, or Open G riff track that a lot of people don't realize Open G. A lot of guys play in standard tuning is hard to handle, but the Black Crowes version of hard to handle. But I think something like Can't You Hear Me Knocking really requires that alternate tuning. And we have John chiming in. He's like, John mentions, he says it's great for playing Bad to the Bone. And it is, John. That is one of the songs here I was going to mention is Bad to the Bone is another one. Daughter by Pearl Jam. There's several Led Zeppelin tracks. Black Country Woman is in Open G. In My Time of Dying, Going to California, all Open G things. It's fun to do. If you play guitar a little bit, you know, I tell you, screw around a little bit. Retune the guitar in different ways and see what kind of things you do. There's a lot of guys that have experimented with open tunings. This guy, Derek Trucks, plays in, I believe, in a open C tuning. I could be wrong about that, but I know he uses an alternate tuning almost exclusively, even when he isn't playing slide. The sort of tricky part of it is to remember where you are, that the chords and stuff are a little bit different. And speaking of slide, open G tuning is great for slide. Okay, a little bit of a simulated Bad to the Bone there. But if you want to do a little slide guitar playing too, Open G allows all the notes to ring really well. And you, without allowing, it kind of keeps you from making too many mistakes, because if you hit those open strings, they actually add to the overall vibe and sound of the of what you're doing with slide. So it's a cool thing to do, to retune, to use an open tuning like Open G for slide. So, Can't You Hear Me Knocking? Great track. Black Country Woman, Going to California, there's tons of them. There's even a Coldplay song, which when I was doing research for this, I discovered High Speed by Coldplay is also in Open G. So, if you play a little guitar, or if not, now you have a little bit of deeper understanding about what some of these guys are doing, what a little bit of the magic is that is happening here when you hear these guys playing these great riffs. Anyways, guys, you've been listening to Bluesy Tuesday this week. I really appreciate you guys hanging out. Please click that share button when you see it popping up there on the website or on social media. This is a way to let the world know that you support great guitar-driven rock. If you'd like to dig a little deeper, please consider my inner circle, which is loulombardimusic.com/innercircle, where you get to hang out with me, like John's hanging out with me tonight. You get to hang out with me live as I'm doing these things. You get some cool behind-the-scenes stuff, as well as exclusive music, exclusive video. There's all kind of cool things that you get when you sign up for this stuff. We got an EP, all kind of cool stuff. So check that out at loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website, and to check back often. And we'd like to also thank our new partner at Rock Rage Radio. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with me tonight. Remember, guys, let's keep great guitar-driven rock alive, and I will catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.